Willard was able to coax Jobs to agree that his role as an advisor would be a very active one. Jobs approved a statement saying that he had agreed to step up my involvement with Apple for up to 90 days, helping them until they hire a new CEO. The clever formulation that Willard used in his statement was that Jobs was coming back as an advisor leading the team. Jobs took a small office next to the boardroom on the executive floor, conspicuously eschewing Emilio's big corner office. He got involved in all aspects of the business: product design, where to cut, supplier negotiations, and advertising agency review. He believed that he had to stop the hemorrhaging of top Apple employees, and to do so, he wanted to reprice their stock options. Apple stock had dropped so low that the options had become worthless. Jobs wanted to lower the exercise price so they would be valuable again. At the time, that was legally permissible, but it was not considered good corporate practice.